From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish-backed fighters skirmished Saturday with Kurdish forces in northern Syria, pushing the two U.S. allies in the war against Islamic State extremists closer to an all-out confrontation. Turkey's news agency says one Turkish soldier was killed and three others wounded in a rocket attack by a Kurdish militia that the Ankara government identifies as terrorists. For its part, the Kurd-dominated U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said its fighters were hit by Turkish jets south of the border town of Jarabulus, which was stormed by Turkish forces Wednesday but is now reported in control of the SDF. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised Saturday that he will begin removing hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office. Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan, which has been criticized for being rich in rhetoric but lacking in specifics. Trump said he will track people who enter the country on visas and ensure they leave when the visa expires. He also said a nationwide verification program will prevent non-citizens from obtaining welfare and other social benefits.
In so many communities under Democratic control, we have bad schools, no jobs, high crime, and no hope. It can't get any worse.
Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say Turkish airstrikes Sunday have killed at least 35 civilians in northern Syria. The watchdog says 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Kusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied to the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday, with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. Former Finance Minister Nelson Henrique Barbosa and Rio de Janeiro State University law professor Ricardo Lodi were brought in to testify and said Rousseff did not break the law. On Monday, Rousseff will address the senators. She's expected to speak for at least half an hour. After that, officials can ask questions. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the 290 people confirmed killed so far by Wednesday's powerful quake that devastated four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattled the central agricultural regions.
Per chi ha vissuto questi giorni è difficile il distacco, ma spero veramente.
Bishop Giovanni de Arcola said, "For those who have lived through these days, it is difficult to distance yourself. But I really hope and I pray faith will illuminate your path." But as political leaders gathered for a state funeral for 35 of the dead held in the city of Ascolo Piceno, which didn't suffer any serious damage itself from the midweek tremor but felt the quake, recriminations started to fly over the devastation caused by the country's biggest earthquake in 7 years. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they killed the suspected mastermind of the attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout just outside of Dhaka. Pakistani security forces have raided a madrasa or Islamic seminary in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. That's according to officials. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.